Raid on Raid, Professor Buzzkill News.
Heads up, Buzzkillers. It's the old professor here coming in on a hot LZ, strafing those history myths that have been plaguing our culture for centuries. This is a week of anniversaries, Buzzkillers, especially in England. Monday, as we talked about, was the 800th anniversary of Magna Carta, and today, June 18th, is the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Waterloo, where Napoleon was defeated by British and Allied forces under the Duke of Wellington. Now, like Magna Carta, this anniversary will be trumpeted throughout Britain and in some other countries as a great victory over a French tyrant bent on European domination. The myths about Waterloo, not surprisingly, pretty entrenched, and they are repeated as fact as often as the myth of Magna Carta being the foundation of democracy. That's what we're going to do on this pre-dawn raid, killers. We're going to attack two of the biggest of those myths. The first is that it was a British victory by British soldiers. This myth sprang up in the later 19th century in overblown Victorian history books, especially those written for children. Victorians were really good at this. If they'd been more analytical and balanced in their writing of histories, I'd be out of a job, Buzzkillers. Let's get down to facts. Nearly three quarters of Wellington's force were continental European soldiers. They were Hanoverians, they were Saxons, they were Dutch, they were Belgians. Not to mention the Prussian army under General Blücher that tipped the balance in the favor of the Allied forces just in time. If you take the whole thing in total, British soldiers made up less than 15% of the total victorious force. Less than 15%. Now, Wellington was no dummy. He knew this, and he never boasted about Waterloo being a purely British victory. Never. And no, Buzzkillers, he never said that the battle was won, quote, on the playing fields of Eton, meaning that English public school bravery in sports transferred over to military bravery and victory in battle. Never said it. That misquote was invented later in the 19th century after Wellington had already died. The second myth is that Waterloo was a history-changing battle. It ended French domination of Europe and marked the beginning of 19th century British domination of the world. Well, nope. Well into the 19th century, Buzzkillers, France still had the largest army in the world and was the largest and richest country in Europe. Waterloo was important, but it wasn't the deciding factor in losing first place to Britain by the mid-19th century. Britain's own success in the Industrial Revolution was more responsible for its eventual dominance than defeating Napoleon. Further, Napoleon was on a losing trajectory in 1815. Even if he had won the Battle of Waterloo, he was almost certain to have been defeated by the Austrians or the Prussians down the road. They're waiting to fight him, and they're pretty powerful. The reasons for Napoleon's decline and France's decline were that the economy was struggling, the country was worn out from war, and that the little corporal's domestic support was waning. So why did these myths come about? Well, Buzzkillers, you know what it's like. Just like sports victories, even closely fought games often get analyzed and exaggerated as clear victories for the winning team. Despite the fact that if you analyze them, you go back over the game, like Waterloo, there were various points in the game where it could have gone either way. But it didn't. One team eventually won, and they get triumphed as the great victors. Coaches, team leaders, they look like geniuses, even though they weren't. Now, I'm not trying to take anything away from Wellington. He was a very good general and was certainly brave. I'm not trying to take anything away from Wellington, Buzzkillers. No. He was a good general and was certainly very brave. He didn't have underinflated balls. Whoa! But all kinds of fortuitous things had to happen for Wellington and his properly inflated balls to win the Battle of Waterloo. This was especially true when you take into account General Blücher's Prussian army arrived just in time to halt a fourth quarter comeback by Team Napoleon. Just like everything else, it was almost touch and go. King me, Buzzkillers. Talk to you next time.
Over and out.